Sam. He has been our sorry excuse for a US correspondent for some 7 years now. He got in a plane, left his wife and two kids for a jaunt in Britain at Royal Ascot, because it is the races at the moment. It's a segment we call...
Hey! Get us an autograph!
Oh, please.
Hey, joining us live on the phone from somewhere in London, Brad Blanks. How are you going, Blanksy?
Hey, Hamish. How you doing? Andy, how are you, mate? How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, Blanksy. Now, whereabouts are you now?
I'm actually on Andy's toilet downstairs.
Yeah, you are. So you're downstairs. There's a bit of a delay because I think the phone's going back to Australia, then back here to us. Blanksy, get upstairs. Get off the toilet. Come up. You're on the show. This is, even though we're doing the show from the lair, we still have to maintain an air of decorum and professionalism. We don't have you time to talk to you on the toilet downstairs. This is a multi-platform lair. Here he comes. Get off the phone. You're causing an echo.
You can hang up the phone,
there
bro.
There is. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, joining us live in the lair, our races correspondent.
Oh, unbelievable, eh?
How's the heart rate?
I feel like Channel 7's Francesca Cumani right now. Is that what I am to you guys? The special comments guy for horse racing?
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah, you are our Francesca.
Her name's pronounced a lot differently.
Yeah, that is how disappointing our show is, that we've got someone with the same cup size, but significantly less style than Francesca.
Yeah, well, I've been standing next to Francesca Cumani at Royal Ascot all week.
So the heart rate's not up because you ran up the stairs of the lair?
Oh, she is one beautiful lady, I tell you what. And, I'm happily married and that, but I still get very nervous around pretty girls.
Yes.
How's she been doing for Channel 7? Has she been going well?
No, she's actually this time working for CNN. She gets around.
Oh, she ditched Seven.
She's ditched Seven.
She's done a Stan Grant. I don't know if anyone remembers Stan Grant. He ditched Seven for CNN.
Let's not start.
She's Stan Grant at Seven. Seven, if this is the first you've heard of it, I'm sorry you heard this way.
Anna Corrin might be a more relevant.
Now, Stan Grant. The initial Today Tonight host.
Well, let's be clear. She will be, Francesca only does the Spring Racing Carnival while it's in Australia, and she's allowed to travel and work for other networks.
Right. Well, I don't know if Seven's happy with that, but that's the first scoop.
Now,
what's it like out there, Blanksy?
It's phenomenal. Like, yesterday, I snuck into the Royal Enclosure.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You should see me. I have the top hat and tails.
Mm.
Can
we put that on the website?
I've got it. It's up now, everybody. You can go to hamishnay.com. You've seen Brad on the website.
You look like the Monopoly Man's son. It looked like his disgraced son.
Hamish, the hat was very difficult to find.
He's got a giant head.
And when I ate a sandwich yesterday, and it was a tough sandwich. Oh,
and more races highlights coming up next hour from Blue. You do look like the Monopoly Man.
I actually got a headache from eating the sandwich because I didn't realise that my jaw is connected to my forehead, and somehow I ate and the hat kept moving as I kept biting down on my roast beef sandwich.
Can I ask a question, Blakesy? Have you seen The Queen?
I've seen The Queen.
Before you tell us about that, how come in your mind you thought a sandwich up outranked at the head of the Commonwealth signing? We brought you on for exclusive races gossip. It's Black Caviar Week.
Well, Blanksy, let's...
You told us about your roast beef sandwich. Good. Is it okay if we hear about the Queen?
Yes, the Queen. Of course, Royal Ascot. It is a royal event, and the Queen every day travels down the straight of Royal Ascot on the turf in a carriage, and she invites people along to lunch, and they join her in the carriage. Now, I perfectly got a spot waiting in the paddock in the mounting yard as the Queen came in, and every day I've timed it that when she gets out of the carriage and bends over in front of me,
Blanksy.
I'm only... No, no.
As in getting out. She's getting out of the car. Yes.
Getting out of the carriage. It's quiet. There's like 10,000 people watching it. Everyone's quiet. And I'm just 10 feet behind her. She stands up and bends over in front of me and gets out of the carriage. It's a sweet moment for me.
How many times have you seen this?
Three times.
Three times. I'm glad the sandwich didn't interrupt the Queen sighting. So she invites people to go and have lunch with her
in the carriage. Yeah,
in the carriage.
Because I thought the ambulance chases the greyhounds and the jockeys around.
No, she comes out and gets out and is allowed to watch from a nice little marquee.
I'm sure she's got spots.
Or box.
She's got great spots. Eugenie travels with her too. You know, her niece, Fergie's daughter.
Oh, really? A bit horsey.
Now, Brad, the fashion is... What I find most different about Australian races to British races, I've never been, but watching it, is the fashion is really strict. Talk us through. You wouldn't have got in without a top hat?
I needed a top hat to get into the Royal Enclosure.
What about for the girls?
The girls. All right. No.
Two top hats.
Over the last few years, they've got a bit raunchy, the girls' clothing. And this year, the new rules came in. They need a bigger than an inch on the arm straps in their clothing. And they do have fashion police there policing this. So
if you wore like a strapless, like a halter top.
Halter top. You get a pashmina put around you really quickly. And if you don't want to wear that pashmina, you're out.
And you and Brad is waiting outside the course with a minibus to collect all the girls that have been kicked out for wearing not enough clothes.
Not enough clothes.
What a service.
And the hat. The special hats as well. You have to have 4 inches on your hat.
So yeah, you have to have 4 inches of your head covered.
Head covered in terms of 4 inches
so
of material.
So they don't want silly little hats.
Can't have fascinators?
No fascinators.
I find that fascinating.
Yes, it's amazing.
Brad, one thing we've got to get to. Black Caviar, Australia's probably second most famous horse ever behind Farlap, races tomorrow. So many people are pumped for this back in Australia. It's front page news in Australia at the moment. How was the vibe? Did you get the vibe of what Brits out there?
Yes, the racing fans certainly love Black Caviar, but the big moment for me was it was Ladies' Day yesterday, like our Oaks Day. I went out and sort of talked to the women of Royal Ascot to see what they thought of our champion.
And they're very dignified women.
We're talking about Mayfair, high class
society.
Women. Remember, it's fashion rules
of
in
course.
There.
Of so course. And this is the cream of the British crop. So I expect to hear a lot of polished words.
Let's have a listen.
What's your name?
I'm George.
George.
Georgina.
How's your day been?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. We've had copious amounts of alcohol. We've bet a load of money. Right. We've lost a load of money. Right. But we've had a brilliant day.
Black Caviar, what do those words mean to you?
It means fish eggs.
Where are you from, Gwyneth?
Merthyrsville, South Wales.
And what have you done today here?
I betted, I won money. I've had a fabulous time.
What do the words black caviar mean to you?
Black caviar. Sharon, can you help me? Black caviar.
Caviar's really posh to me, but black is just dark.
I'm allergic to fish.
Black Caviar's our favourite horse.
Did he win?
No, he's racing Saturday.
We've had 6 winners and we're so happy.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get some mowers and we don't give a how we got go.
I'm Kim Nixon from Malvern. We've had a wonderful day at Ascot Races, as always. I've won 3 races out of 7, yeah. I think, or 6.
Yeah, I'm feeling you could be the life of the party up there in the Royal Enclosure.
I am in the Royal Enclosure. I'm loving it and having loads of fun.
And what about Black Caviar? What do those words mean to you?
Black Caviar?
Mm.
Black Caviar's got to be amazing, hasn't it, really? Yeah.
What is it?
Fish food and no eggs, isn't it?
Is it fish food?
Well, I think it's going to be fish food, isn't it? Yeah. I'm just eating all the food that's up there, which is very, very good.
Right.
I don't eat too much because I'm on a major diet.
Well, as long as you don't eat black caviar.
No, should I not eat black caviar?
Australia's greatest racehorse. It's coming here on Saturday.
Oh, black caviar, yeah. Now I know black caviar, yeah. It's one races in Australia.
As opposed to the
fish food stuff. Yeah, sorry about that one.
Brattles.
So you found some racing experts.
Racing experts out there, aren't they?
Except in the Royal Enclosure, those girls.
Not so royal. Maybe a few metres away from the Royal Enclosure.
Go check out Brad Blanks in his spiffy hat and tails. HamishNandy.com. Brad, good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go
Royal
Black Caviar.
We might get another update from you next week.
Have you seen Black Caviar yet, the horse?
No, I haven't seen it.
What's going to be a bigger moment, Black Caviar or the Queen?
Black Caviar, of course. Winning Black Caviar winning will be a bigger moment for me.
And
what if the Queen wins? What if the Queen rides it?
The Queen's got a horse in there, doesn't it?
The Queen had a horse the other day, ran second. She was very upset. But she smiles and
does
bets.
Does she swear and tear up the
tear
betting?
Tear up the ticket. Tear up the ticket. She gets very angry, the Queen.
Goes out a dozen pints. Thanks very much, Brad. Pants off Friday, everyone.
This is Hamish and Andy.